Wow, Peter, what a finale! But it was the very least you deserved. What was your reaction?
It's a tough one. We do feel like we've deserved that. I thought we had a lot of possession. Obviously, emotions were running quite high. We weren't too sure whether to really push on at the end. But you've got to in this stage of the cup. But disappointed first and foremost for the first 30 seconds or so. We pride ourselves on a good defensive display, and they've done fantastic the rest of the game. But yeah, it was fantastic. Great emotions. It's lovely to hear the crowd roar when the goal's gone in for the penalty. And yeah, we're happy. We are happy. We're in the draw.
Well, that's it. And Meesey, as he's known,
Indeed,
stepping up
Meesey.
in the deep into injury time. How were you feeling on the touchline watching him as he stepped up?
Well, it's funny, really. We've got our two normal penalty takers had come off, and so we're sort of scratching our head. But Meesey's took them before for us and scored. So I've just said to him, credit where credit's due. Fantastic nerve, and he's put a great strike on. Again, get that draw for us.
You seemed to bridge that one division gap with ease, I thought. You really took the game to Spalding and had the majority of the chances, didn't you?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, apart from that 30 seconds, I thought we've done really well all game. We haven't really put ourselves on the game in terms of our athleticism and the way we like to sort of get behind the back four and really sort of put crosses in. I thought our final ball today was poor, but onwards and upwards, and we can only build from this sort of performance. That's the only positives we've taken out of it. We think we could have done a little bit better in the game. So
You don't really know how it feels to lose, though, do you? That's 10 games now unbeaten. It was 9 successive wins up to this point. You just don't know when you're beaten, do you?
definitely, and we say that we don't know when they're beaten, and we've had a good set of bunch from all last year as well, and we're just trying to build on it from pre-season coming in. We're just trying to build on a club, a newly formed club at this sort of level, that we're just trying to push. We're trying to make a name for ourselves and keep creating a bit of history. And if you can't get yourself up for this round of the FA Cup, what can you get yourself up for?
You said you're a newly formed club, 24 years old, 1991 it was when you were formed. We described today, this Saturday afternoon, as the biggest day in Sporting Kelso's history. So what about Tuesday now then in Lincolnshire?
It goes another step. I mean, we are really excited for the draw on Monday. You never know who you can get. I mean, if we get a good tie at home again to try and get some crowd back, and it'll give us that extra motivation to go there on a Tuesday night. And we absolutely love being the underdog. It was the same away at Bassford, and we've got a good result there. So there's plenty of positives to go into Tuesday night, and that's what we're looking forward to.
Just very finally, sum this up. You've been watching Kelso today perform so heroically. What does this mean to everyone here?
It's huge. We mentioned and we touched on it before the game, and you've got families, you've got friends, you've got people you just really want to make proud of you, and the group of players that we are and the team that we are together. We just want to make sure that we stamp a bit of authority on the competition, and people remember us. And thankfully enough, at the moment, people are remembering and they know the name Sporting Kelso.
They will now. Good luck for the replay.
Thank you very much.